Well, a lot of times your boss man said, okay, Captain, what you want now?
Did the blacks ever use that to whites? Have you ever heard them?
Yeah, they call them Captain, boss man, and all that. Captain's kind of just like a boss man. Mm-hmm.
And let's see. You mentioned, we were talking earlier about, people in school and so forth, about school teachers. What do you call a person who goes to college to study? He's a
student.
Mm-hmm. And what if he's in grammar school? Is he still a student?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. He's a school child.
Mm-hmm. And a person that's employed maybe by a businessman to look after his correspondence and do his typing is his
secretary.
Mm-hmm. And a woman who...
Girl Friday,
yeah.
Yeah.
And, let's see, a woman who appears in plays or movies as
an actress.
Mm-hmm. And if you're born in the USA, your nationality is you're what?
You're a citizen of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Or you say I am a
American.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. When colored people talk about us, what do they usually call us? You know, they
white folks,
something like that.
The young ones call us whiteies, man.
Whiteies, yeah.
But used to, they always just call them white folks.
White folks, yeah. Oh, what would you call somebody who say lives out in the country and just doesn't know anything about town ways?
He's a hick.
A hick. Mm-hmm. And what about? Would you ever use the term, hillbilly? Who would that be applied to?
Anyone. I always try to want to live up in the hills, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And play, you know, like that music and all.
Yeah.
Hillbilly.
What about
Ain't you ever heard that song Hillbilly Heaven?
Yeah.
With Hank Williams and all that?
Mm-hmm. Who came out with that song? Was that
I don't remember, but I know Hank Williams' son is sang it a lot, you know, because his daddy and me, didn't it?
Yeah, Hank Williams lived down on Hull Street.
Yeah.
You know, he was some kin to Mother.
Well, you know, that's where his family from Greenwood.
Yeah, down around Greenwood.
Yeah. That's where the whole lot of them shows down there, you know, that picnic gathering and all.
Mother said that he got his start in a little honky-tonk there in right outside Bragg's, all about a Till's place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what about the term redneck? How would that be applied, usually? Who is it?
Well, I ain't trying to say that, but a lot of folks just call a bunch of these kids that just don't have much ambition.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make no difference where they live in Chisholm or where they live in McGee Estate. They call them rednecks.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care much about their appearance, how they act, or behave and all. That's what it's referred to as a redneck.
What about the term cracker? What does that usually mean?
Well, I never have used much of that cracker. When I heard Atlanta crackers when they had a baseball team, they called them much of a cracker.
That's not really a common word.
A Georgia cracker, you know, they have that nickname.
And what about you and Georgia cracker, the term Hoosier, ever heard that name?
That's from Indiana.
Indiana. Mm-hmm. What about peckerwood? You ever heard that applied to a person?
Well, yeah, I've heard folks call for somebody else a damn peckerwood, but why, I don't know why. What it represented.
Let's see. A childlessness has got is racially mixed parentage. What's he usually called? Is it you got a, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you.
You got any special name for him?
He's just an ethnic. I mean, he might call it.
Let's see. Okay, different kind of question here. If say it's not. It's about 11:59, something like that. And I say, what time is it? You say, well, it's not quite midnight, but it's
1 minute till.
Mm-hmm. And say you slip and you catch yourself, you might say, well, this is a dangerous place.
I fail.
Mm-hmm. And somebody's waiting for you to get ready. You might say, well,